Hello, I'm John Clayton. Welcome to WDCE FM. We're broadcasting live from the University of Richmond, and you're listening to the Cool Jazz Set. Now, here's your host, Paul Pierce.
And thanks, John. And who better to do the intro for this special edition of the Cool Jazz Set than the great bassist John Clayton, because tonight we're honoring the master bassist, composer, band leader, teacher, Rufus Reed. He will be celebrating his 70th birthday tomorrow, February 10th, and tonight we join with his friends, his family, especially Michelle and his lovely family, and the members of our family, the International Society of Bassists, who are tuning in and listening for a musical tribute to a legendary artist. Rufus has anchored the rhythm sections of many of our jazz legends, including Art Farmer, Dexter Gordon, J.J. Johnson, and Stan Getz, to name just a few. In addition, Rufus has led his own trios, quartets, and larger groups to high acclaim. He has received numerous awards, including the 2008 Guggenheim Fellowship, the 2005 Mellon Living Legacy Award, and the 2001 Distinguished Achievement Award by the International Society of Bassists. You're listening to pianist Kenny Barron and Rufus playing Joanne and Julia from Kenny's album Other Places. I hope you enjoy the show, which is being recorded and will be available tomorrow at our website, cooljazzset.com. Go there and listen to click on radio shows and listen to as much of tonight's two-hour broadcast as you would like. And thanks for tuning in. Thank you. And that, of course, was the one and only Art Farmer from his album Like Someone in Love, featuring James Williams on piano. Clifford Jordan is a tenor player on that particular album, by the way, too. And, of course, Rufus Reed, who we are honoring tonight. Rufus Reed will be on all the recordings tonight. He is celebrating his 70th birthday tomorrow. And we're delighted to have this opportunity to honor him. He is not only a marvelous musician, but a very nice person. Let's see, before we heard Art Farmer, we heard the two Franks, Frank Foster and Frank West, in an album that they did back in 1983 entitled Two for the Blues. And that was the title track, by the way, too. Rufus Reed on bass, of course. Kenny Barron, the pianist that Rufus has worked with for many, many years, including quite a good time with a trio that backed Stan Getz. We'll talk more about that in a few minutes. Marvin Smitty Smith on drums on the Frank Foster Two for the Blues tune. And welcome to those of you that might just be tuning in, because we are honoring Mr. Reed tonight with some of his music. And he has so much of it, it was extremely difficult to pick tunes to play, and albums and groups that he has played with over the many, many years that I've been following him. He's become a good friend as well. He and Doris are just a lovely couple that have been down and spent a weekend with Barbara and I not too long ago, and that was so much fun. Here's a nice recording that Nancy Wilson did, one of my favorite singers, and I think you'll like this too. Take Love Easy. Easy, easy.
Easy, easy, take love easy. Never let your feelings show. Make it breezy, breezy, breezy. Easy come and easy go. Never smile too brightly, brightly. When your heart is riding high, let your heart break so slightly when your baby says goodbye. That well-known flame is mighty hot, as all of us have learned. So handle it with velvet gloves, and you won't get your fingers burned. Take love easy, 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 on the free and easy plan. And if you can't take it easy, take it easy as you can. We'll be right back. easy, easy, take love easy. Never let your feelings show, make it breezy, 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 easy come and easy go. Never smile too brightly, brightly, when your heart is riding high. Let your heart break, oh, so slightly when your baby says goodbye. That well-known flame is mighty hot, as all of us have learned. So handle it with velvet gloves, and you won't get your fingers burned. Take love easy, 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 on the free and easy plan. And if you can't take it easy as you can. Take it easy as you can. Take it easy as you can.
That was the one and only great Barney Kessel, guitarist extraordinaire, from his album Red Hot and Blues. And that was recorded a ways back. 1988, I believe. It's You or No One. And that featured a great trio, by the way. Kenny Barron on piano, Rufus Reed, the bassist, and Ben Riley on drums. The vibist on that, Bobby Hutcherson. And it's You or No One. And tonight we are celebrating a very special person, Mr. Rufus Reed. And if you've just tuned in, this is a special edition of the Cool Jazz Set. I'm your host, Paul Pierce, and tonight's show is being recorded and will be posted on our website tomorrow morning, which is cooljazzset.com. Go there, click on radio shows, and you'll be able to listen to both sets, 1 hour each. Let's see. Before Barney Kessel, we heard a nice recording done in 82, a duo with pianist Harold Danko, a good friend of Rufus Reed's, and Rufus on bass, of course, from the album entitled Mirth Song. In Walked Bud was the name of that. And as an aside, it was the first recording that Sunnyside Records did. Kind of cool, huh? Well, up next, one of my very favorite tenor saxophonist, and Rufus was part of the trio, including Kenny Barron, that supported him for quite a while. This is Stan Getz, and this is from his album entitled Anniversary. Stan Getz and Kenny Barron on piano, Rufus Reed on bass, and Victor Lewis on drums, and this is a jazz classic, I Can't Get Started. Thank you.
Thank you.
the great Stan Getz with a marvelous trio backing him, including the anchor of the trio, Rufus Reed on bass, Kenny Barron, the pianist, and Victor Lewis on drums. I Can't Get Started. What a beautiful sound, a very unique sound by the great Stan Getz. Well, tonight we're honoring the great Rufus Reed, bassist extraordinaire that played with so many of these marvelous groups. And in addition to having played with Stan Getz and some of these other groups that we'll be talking about in a little bit, he also has quite a nice collection of recordings of his own. A few years back, and it hasn't been that long, actually, 2007, I think it was, we went up to the Kennedy Center in Washington and heard Rufus Reed. He was receiving an award, by the way, with his quintet that came down from New York and played. And I want to play a cut from that live recording. This is a piece written by Rufus entitled When She Smiles Upon Your Face, the Rufus Reed Quintet.
Thank you.
Rufus Free Quintet live from the Kennedy Center, 2007. Well, let's see. That featured, by the way, Rich Perry on tenor saxophone and Freddie Hendrix on trumpet and flugelhorn, Tim Horner, the drummer, Sumi Tonuka on piano, and, of course, the great Rufus Reed on bass. Here's an important message from bassist Mr. Edgar Meyer.
Hi, I'm Edgar Meyer, the one person that I credit more than any other with helping me realize my own ambitions is my father, who was a high school music teacher. Over the past 20 years of my own performing in public, I cannot count the number of people from my hometown, Oak Ridge, who have come up to me just because they wanted to let me know the impact that my father had on their life.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.